Salutations, precious students, faculty, Wony Ponies. This is WONY Oneonta here to present the 33rd Best Burp Performance from Otsego County's 19th Biannual Burp Review, 1994. WONY Oneonta. Who doesn't like burps?
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
This Sunday, April 21st, is Wony eBoard elections for the 2024-2025 school year. All members of Wony are required to attend, and you must be a member to participate in the voting. This election is in IRC 2 at 2 p.m. I hope to see you there.
Through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
You're listening to Radiothon. 24 hours nonstop tunes. Yeehaw! Only on WONY 9.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
Good morning, everyone, and you are listening to Wony 90.9 FM. My name is On, and you're listening to DJ On Air. Good morning. It is, what time is it? It's 5:03. A beautiful time in the morning. Okay, nice and frosty. The grass is still glittering and such and the like. We're going to get started in a little bit here. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I know no one's probably listening at 5 in the morning, but this is my first show. I'm very happy to be working with everyone in the studio and just having some free reign. I think this time of night means I can kind of play whatever, and it'll also be a good time for everyone to get to know me. I'm from Syracuse, New York. I'm currently a sophomore here at SUNY Oneonta. My show is called What's for Dinner. I know it's in the morning hours right now, but I was planning on talking about what I would like to eat for dinner. Hopefully what, maybe you guys can call in and ask, tell me what you ate for dinner. And we're going to be playing some dinner-related songs. By that, I really just mean whatever I was feeling at the time. Do you know what I mean? Like right now, before we start, this early in the morning, you know, I can't really stomach anything. Do you know what I mean? I feel like when you're up this early, the only thing I really could or want to eat is like water. You know what I mean? And I know the show is called What's for Dinner, but we're talking about drinks here too, and I think water is one of them, guys. Water, and I think one of the, probably either fruit. And don't get me wrong, guys, I love oatmeal, but I feel like I can only eat oatmeal when the sun's out. Do you know what I mean? It's very oatmeal-y. Not exactly like a texture I'd like to have in my mouth for a thing in the morning, pause, but water and an apple. I will destroy an apple. So we're going to start this morning with some, I want to say ambient, but really it's a lot of movie soundtracks. We have a couple of game soundtracks in here too, but they're all going to be pretty chill, just like water, you know. And the first song we're going to play is Nausicaa, from the Nausicaa soundtrack, if you guys know what it is. It's one of the very first Ghibli movies before Ghibli Studio was funded or produced or whatever. So we're going to start off with that. This is like my water. This is what I want to hear first thing in the morning. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for tapping in, and please enjoy. I lied. Did I get you guys? No, technical issues. Okay, I'm not lying anymore. All right, everyone, please enjoy. I lied again! Am I really getting you guys right now? All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
So did that remind you guys of water? Did that seem like kind of soundtrack that would quench your thirst? Be honest, guys. Let me know. I realized that last song got a little scary there. I don't know if that was quite ambient. But I think it was good. Did you guys like it? I liked it. I hope you guys liked it, too. Yeah, that movie was kind of formative to my childhood development. And it's really good. I would recommend watching it if you've never seen it. Nausicaa, Valley of the Wind. My bad, Ghibli Studios. Whoa! Ghibli Studios. As one of his very first works. His name is Hayao Miyazaki. I would definitely check out watching it if you want. I don't know where you can watch it, but you definitely can watch it. Like I said, again, I hope everyone's having a great night. We're going to move from water onto apples now. I hope that everyone who is waiting for a package is getting their package, especially if it's coming from overseas. I hope everyone is asleep and being well rested. I was actually really stressed to do the show. I was like having stress nightmares about like, okay guys, I had a dream that I was in the booth right now, the studio, and I was like walking into the door to the studio. But then, like, there's like a hallway in the studio, so I kept, like, walking towards the thing, and my show was now, like, I was late, and the hallway kept stretching. It was, like, really, like, Looney Tunes, you know? Sometimes you don't hear a, you don't get a dream as cartoonish as that, but I thought I would share. Okay, so we have another soundtrack, coming up. This is actually, the first one is, from a movie soundtrack. And the next one is actually from an anime, which was made after the movie, which was serves as a prequel. The series is called Zairam. Zairam 1 and 2, and then Zairam the Animation. You can find all these movies free on YouTube. You might have to dig a little bit. And you'll also get a theme that a lot of my music, I'm booked for the next 2 hours, a lot of my music will be from Japan. But that's okay. I'm going to, you know, widen your horizons, guys, okay? This is like, instead of getting a California roll, you just get sashimi. You know, eat that fish. You know what I'm saying? All right, anyways, this is the opening theme for the first Zairam movie. I hope that everyone enjoys. Meow. We'll be right back. Okay, that was the last one was Hiku by Yoichiro Yoshikawa. He made the anime part of that soundtrack. So I'm not going to keep interrupting, but I do want to introduce the next one a little bit because the title isn't Japanese, but don't worry, I translated it for you. I don't know who's listening in, but if you play games, you're probably going to know this one. The track is... I don't remember when this was made. I'm not going to lie, guys. But you're going to hear it, and you're going to know what it is. This is from the Shadow of Colossus original soundtrack. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, and that was our Shadow of Colossus OST. What did you guys think? Let me know. Good morning. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. We're going to be running with... I didn't realize when I was making this. This is mostly video game soundtracks. I would say the only ones that weren't were the first two movies. Well, if you think about it, technically, the second album I played from Zerum, they technically have a game, but it was for, like, the Sega Saturn. So, I don't know if you guys would count that. Okay, well, moving on. This is one I hold close to my heart. It's a game, guys. Come on. But anyways, hopefully everyone else will know this. The soundtrack is more instrumental. I hate to keep saying the word ambient because I was like halfway through some of the songs. I was like, this is not ambient at all. I'm not sure if you could fall asleep to this. But I feel like these next three songs, you might be able to. Maybe just turn the volume down a little bit. I mean, turn it up. Don't fall asleep. You gotta listen to my show. Anyways, this is from Mirror's Edge, original video game score, not Catalyst. I thought we would keep it classic with the first game. This is Introduction, because it's the intro song. Please enjoy. Hello, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed those last three or four songs. We ended with Jackknife on the Mirror's Edge soundtrack, and then it went from This Is Your Story from Final Fantasy X soundtrack, and then Hymn of Tabal, which is not actually a game soundtrack. It's an EP released by this artist. I don't know how to say it. Garrod. I feel like any way I say it wrong, but he also did the Valhalla soundtrack, if any of you are into that. The next song, we're nearing the end of the first hour here, so we're going to round it out with a little chit-chat, but I also want to play this last song for you. This was recommended by my dear friend Holly. Holly, if you're listening, thank you very much for being awake to listen to the show, and also for recommending me this song to play on the show. Also, if my dad is listening, shout out, Dad, love you. Put that work in. Actually, it's Saturday. Maybe you should go back to bed, Dad. But either way, just want to give that quick shout out. This is from the Ico soundtrack, which is a game for the PlayStation. I haven't played it, but I would like to. I don't want to disappoint you guys, but a lot of the game soundtracks I've played, but I haven't played. Do you know what I mean? I've played them. I wouldn't say that I've finished them. And in that way, I'm trying to think of a food we could compare this to. I don't know. Like something you just want like a little bite of. Like something really rich. Like really good and rich. And you're like, oh, every time you look back, you think, oh, that was so good. But you think, man, I probably couldn't finish it though. You know, like that was a lot. I was like really fudgy or something, you know? I also do want everyone to be known, going into the second hour, there's going to be just a slight tonal change, nothing huge, and by that, I mean, if you're sleeping, maybe turn it down in preparation, but not before you hear this last song, Heal, from the Ico soundtrack. Please enjoy. I know I said that Heal was the last song, but I tricked you guys. We slipped in Chrono Trigger from the Chrono Trigger soundtrack. What a surprise. So, like I said, I'm very happy to be here. Thanks, everyone, for joining me in my first show at 5 in the morning. To whoever is awake, thank you very much. And to whoever was asleep and not listening, I'm very hurt right now, okay? I feel really betrayed, really disappointed. But, you know, you're going to get another chance, okay? You have a whole nother 60 minutes. So that was my breakfast, basically. I would say this is the pre-breakfast. You know, this is the water and, like, granola bar you have before you cook some eggs. Do you know what I mean? And then if you're waking up at, like, 4 or 5 in the morning, I like to be weaned awake. I don't know if that's the right word. Gently. Do you know what I mean? A little ambient there, some bells or something, a nice children's choir. But if you're trying to get up, like to get somewhere, you probably don't want to listen to like rain sounds for your alarm. So we're going to speed it up here right after these messages. Please stay tuned.